T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We welcome in now Amos Morrell III, WWL Digital Content Producer. 5 LSU draft prospects that would fit the Saints. It's online for you at WWL.com. Amos, before we get into your article, it's good stuff. Before we get into it, Amos, you were the one that brought up this about Deshaun Watson having 40 masseuses, and you kind of brought that up, and it is kind of odd if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else. Like, it says clearly somebody is not enjoying the business transaction going one way or the other, if you have that any.
Amos, let's start with your top 5 draft picks that would be good fits for the Saints from the LSU roster. We'll start with Terrace Marshall. Why do you think he fits well?
Well, I mean, obviously you've got Michael Thomas on one side if you're the Saints, so you know that number one receiver spot is locked up. But you can tell, just based on the last few years, they've been looking for a guy to, you know, kind of take some of the pressure off of Michael Thomas. You know, you look at Emmanuel Sanders last year, what he was intended, it's just unfortunately Thomas was hurt. But, you know, one of the things that Terrace does well is, you know, he's able to get over the top of defense to stretch him. You know, he ran that 4.3.
Sounds like we lost Amos.
3.
Amos, repeat that. You're cutting in and out.
Sorry about that. You guys got me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, just Terrace is obviously this guy that can get over the top on defenses. He ran that 4.3 his pro day. It shows just, you know, how explosive and quick he is. And, you know, he's able to make some plays after the catch. So I think, you know, opposite Thomas, he'd be a great fit, you know, just because his skill set differs from Thomas, and I think he'd fit in nicely with that Saints offense. He's going to be looking for some targets to, you know, kind of take the pressure off of a new quarterback this year.
And, you know, Amos, along those lines, that when you look at Terrace Marshall, played both inside and outside for the Tigers. You know, now that was with Drew Brees and all that, but I think Sean Payton's offense, they would still want to exploit that slot receiver. So that could come into play. You know, we look at the production of Lance Moore. But then you look at Lance Moore and Willie Snead. Christian, correct me, wasn't that 2 free agents? It wasn't like
Lance Moore was originally from the Browns. He was a Hazlitt holdover.
But it was a free agent.
He was a free agent out of Toledo.
Mean, it's kind of
Willie
like,
Snead the same way.
So it's not like an early draft pick.
No, Ball State for Willie Snead and Toledo for Lance Moore.
So when you look at, like, if you could get that slot receiver that you could count on, and now I think we all – acknowledge or, you know, look at, even took it to a different level. I mean, recently, I would say the Patriots and Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, when you look how they were utilized as slot receiver. Well, Sean Payton, he knows what to do with that type of receiver. So Terrace Marshall might be that guy. Amos, yeah. Slot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we saw him make a lot of plays, particularly this last season with LSU, from that slot position, you know, whether it was short throws or whether it was deep plays, you know, and that's the thing that I think that versatility, you know, would lend him, you know, a lot of opportunities, particularly in a Sean Payton offense. You've seen him, like you mentioned, take guys that are undrafted free agents that don't have that level of talent and ability and be able to find ways to make them very productive. You know, you can get him in that offense and, you know, get him running down the field, and all of a sudden things start opening up for Michael Thomas, who, you know, obviously, even when he's covered, is still finding ways to come down with catches and command the ball.
Amos Morrell III, WWL Digital Content Producer. Great article online at WWL.com. 5 LSU players that could be a fit with the Saints. How realistic is it for Terrace Marshall with the Saints? Would the Saints take him 28th overall?
Yeah, I can see that being a realistic opportunity for him. I mean, you look at for no other reason, the fact that this 2021 draft class is just so full of receivers. I mean, you look at the top, Ja'Marr Chase, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. I mean, there's just so many guys in this class that are first-round talents and first-round caliber. You know, that Terrace, you know, even though he's definitely shown that he's a first-round talent, might still be around when they pick at 28. So, you know, the Saints, he could be available for them, and they wouldn't have to make too many moves to get there.
Quan Alexander, Alex Anzalone, no longer in Saints uniforms. Jabril Cox at LSU, how likely is he to land? Could he land it with the Saints at 6'3", 233?
And Amos, would that be like a poor man's Patrick Queen? Because if you could run, you know, he had pick sixes, he can run sideline to sideline. So that's kind of intriguing also how NFL teams, and the Saints might be one of those, how they view Jabril Cox.
Well, yeah, and that's one thing that I think if you've looked at the way the Saints have used their linebackers, one of the things that's really helped DeMario Davis excel since he's been in the Saints uniform is the fact that he's good in coverage. And the Saints seem to really ask that out of their linebackers a lot. And that's one thing that we saw from Jabril Cox this past season. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got the tape from him in North Dakota State, but going against SEC teams, you know, he made a lot of plays when he was one-on-one with whether it be a tight end or a running back, and was able to get his hands in there and, you know, picked off three passes and was also able to knock down a couple passes while still notching, I believe it was over 50 tackles in that 10-game season. So, you know, he's a big, big, long linebacker. You know, he's definitely got the size you want at that position. And, you know, shown that he can, you know, kind of play, even in some cases, a little bit of a hybrid role. So I think that versatility is something that, you know, if you're the New Orleans Saints, you know, that's something you got to keep your eye on.
Now, Amos, when you look at also, listen, because the Saints have to address this. We lost Malcolm Brown. We lost Sheldon Rankins as far as the defensive tackle position along the defensive line. You look at Tyler Shelvin. He's intriguing. You know they say, 6'3", 340? He's probably 6'3", 360. You know, so when you look at his weight, boy, but if you could get him in shape, and obviously he knows what it takes, so weight might always be an issue. But talking about a compliment to David Onyemata, Tyler Shelvin might end up being that guy the Saints would pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, when you probably started this offseason before, you know, the cuts in free agency were going, you probably didn't see, you know, the Saints really needing a nice interior lineman just with the way things have gone these last years. But, you know, like you said, with Malcolm Brown getting traded to the Jaguars and Sheldon Rankins moving on in free agency, all of a sudden you're looking for some depth at that position. And, you know, one of the things that Malcolm Brown excelled in was stopping the run. And that Saints front has been very good against the run these past few seasons. And I think that's something that Dennis Allen and that defense are not going to be wanting to get rid of quickly. So I think he's probably lobbying for them to be able to bring some high-quality talent in there. And like you said, Tyler Shelvin, a guy that, you know, we've seen clog the middle, not as effective as a pass rusher. And that's something he admitted at his pro day, that, you know, he's been spending a lot of time this, you know, he opted out of the season. He's been working on his pass rushing, trying to get better in that area because he knows that's not what he's known for. But, yeah, I think bringing in a guy like that, you know, considering, you know, who he'd be able to kind of learn from and see, you know, he's got Cam Jordan. He's got a lot of guys that I think would help him, you know, obviously stick to what he's trying to do, and that's manage his weight, but also, you know, improve as a pass rusher and help keep that front going and, you know, add some depth to that line.
Amos Morrell III, WBL digital content producer, excuse me. Another player for LSU at wide receiver, Racy McMath, and you could see why. Obviously, 6'3", 224, ran a great 40 at 4'3", at his pro day. But his ability to play special teams, I think, might set him apart.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things, you know, the Saints are a team that has not been shy about investing in a guy that can play special teams and play special teams extremely well. I mean, they just re-signed JT Gray to a couple-year deal, and, you know, he's almost an exclusive special teams player. You know, they had Justin Hardy that last few seasons, and he's been, you know, special teams ace for them. So there's an opening there, and, you know, they're a team that's shown, like, if we can find some guys that can make some impact in the kicking game, kind of that hidden yard as Sean Payton always talks about. They're willing to make a move on that. And the fact that, you know, he had such a good pro day where he ran that 4.38, you know, that really helped him out considering he didn't have the production of some of these other LSU wide receivers. But, you know, it showed that he can play, and he's obviously got, you know, the athletic ability to be a guy. So, you know, the Saints have a couple late-round picks. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if they use one on him.
He might not get picked. I'm talking about Zach Von Rosenberg. He might not get selected, but the punter, after losing Thomas Morstead, parting ways with Thomas Morstead, they got Blake Gilliquin on the roster. But they're not going to just hand the job, I wouldn't think, to Blake Gilliquin. And that might be a possibility to bring in as an undrafted free agent.
Undrafted free agent, I would go, if I was Rosenberg, I'd go somewhere else. You know, when you're a free agent, you have to, okay, how can I make a team? I'm not going to compete.
But he's not competing against Thomas Morstead. Well,
wait, you know who was like, no, it's exactly, but wasn't Gilliquin? Yeah, Gilliquin, wasn't he hanging with Morstead last year?
I didn't go to training camp practice last year.
No, he was. I'm telling you, Chris, I said this way back after two or three practices. I said, well, because the money involved, I would not be surprised if Morstead is not the punter next year. You know, it's amazing when you look how we got Will Lutz. Now, Will Lutz was not drafted by the Ravens, if I can recall, right? Was he a free agent?
Undrafted free agent.
Okay, why are we trying to go make the Ravens? That's the worst team to go to.
Yeah, but because you're kicking with Justin Tucker, if you lose a battle with Justin Tucker, it's almost like an honorable thing.
Yeah, but I'd rather go to a team from the get-go that have a chance. And not like, look, good for, you know, when you think it out unfolded, he didn't make the Ravens, obviously, because of Justin Tucker, and he comes to the Saints. I still think if you're not drafted, because if you're drafted, you have to go to that team.
Sure.
But if you're a free agent, you could pick and choose kind of where you want to go as a specialist.
Amos, jump in here on the Saints and possibly Zach Von Rosenberg.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like you guys said that, you know, he's obviously going to want to go to try and make a team that is going to have a spot for him and, you know, maybe a place for him on that 53-man roster. But, you know, the Saints have shown that they are willing to bring in guys to compete with even the established specialists. I mean, last year, you know, Thomas Morstead was coming off a really good season. We now know that heading into training camp, he had a couple of injuries he was dealing with, and it maybe makes more sense why they brought him in. But, you know, Sean Payton has brought in guys to come in and compete, you know, even with Will Lutz after he signed a big extension. So, you know, it's just they've shown that they're willing to bring in guys to come in and push the guys they have or you know, even compete for that job. And, you know, I know Zach Von Rosenberg, we all know his personality on social media, but he was very well respected in that locker room. A lot similar to Thomas Morstead, a guy who was very well respected in the Saints locker room. So I think his personality would definitely kind of fit in with the type of guys that the Saints are trying to bring on board. And, you know, Blake Gilliquin is a guy that they must feel very strongly about, obviously, to part ways with Thomas Morstead.
Right.
But, you know, you obviously, you know, Sean Payton isn't just going to give a guy a job. He's going to make him earn it, even if, you know, he feels really good about him.
Well, you know, along those lines, Amos, like you're saying, I can remember, he was outstanding for us, Chris Banjo. Chris Banjo from SMU, all of a sudden, he's a special teams ace. And then I didn't think, I like Chris Banjo with Justin Hardy, Craig Robinson. You look on special teams, how they were contributing. But all of a sudden, now you got to give the Saints credit. They upgraded. Chris Banjo was outstanding. Chris, you know how like he was better? But then JT Gray was more better. you know what I mean? It was like, whoa,
yeah.
He's at this level, which is outstanding. But then JT Gray's different level. Just to show you, Chris Banjo now just had an extension with the Arizona Cardinals.
When they cut Banjo, I think we were all, Amos, we were all going, wait, what's going on here?
Because he was a star.
But they had JT Gray.
Yeah. You never know. Competition brings out the best in everyone. You might have somebody that's outstanding. But can you even upgrade? That's why all positions are open. And I think the Saints do an outstanding job with that.
Amos Morrell, III, WWL Digital Content Producer. Go ahead, Amos.
I was just going to say absolutely. And, you know, that's, like you said, one of the things the Saints definitely like to be in that position where, you know, they're having to cut a guy that's probably going to go and be a starter on another team. You know, they much prefer that than to have guys on the roster that nobody else wants.
Right.
five LSU draft prospects that would fit with the Saints. Check it out online at WWL.com, done by Amos Morrell III. Great job as always, Amos. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, coming back for Gus in Mississippi. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.